Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, here with you live from the SBTV studios here in New York. Loaded show today. I will do my best to fit it all in. But if you would like to join the conversation, you can call in at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. Or feel free to join us in the live chat room where I'll take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a few things to cover today, but first, if you're easily offended, this show is not for you. If you have children in the room, please remove the little ears. As for the rest of you, brace yourselves, because I'm about to give you a cold shower of reality. Now, yesterday I saw something on the news that damn near floored me. And to be honest, nothing really shocks me these days. But this story may be the exception. In Arlington, Virginia, the home of all the rich men north of Richmond, see what I did just there, a SWAT team was serving a search warrant at that home that was leveled in a massive explosion caught on a neighbor's cell phone camera. Attention has now turned to a man who lived there, James Yu, and his disturbing social media posts. Now, let me give you a little bit of context. Allegedly, officers were called to the duplex in Arlington, Virginia, about 4:45 p.m. on Monday, following reports that shots from a flare gun had been repeatedly fired from the property. Investigators apparently obtained a search warrant, and when they went to, serve that warrant with SWAT team in tow, allegedly more shots were fired at the officers from inside the property as they attempted to make contact via phone and loudspeaker. And that's when the duplex exploded shortly before 8:30 p.m. Now, it subsequently emerged that Yu's LinkedIn social media account was filled with diatribes that the police, the government, and even his own neighbors, who he described as spies, were living under assumed names to monitor him and report back to their, quote, handlers that they had been stalking him since the 1990s, and allegedly in one post adding, quote, this is how white people operate. This is truly disturbing. But, folks, it doesn't stop there. Alex Wilson, who lives in the same street, told an affiliate, ARLnow.com, that Yu was a recluse who had covered his windows with aluminum foil. Yes, this is real, folks. This man covered his windows with aluminum foil. Now, the story first hit the wire on Louder with Crowder, And while researching, while his team was researching the facts surrounding James Yu and while viewing his LinkedIn profile, the page was deleted in real time. I told you this story was bizarre, but it doesn't end there. Yu also appears to have had a YouTube channel with 16 videos posted on the site dating back to early November. Many were simply screen grabs showing his posts on LinkedIn, which were absolutely unhinged, to say the least. His most recent video was captioned, James Yu's LinkedIn posts from November 3rd, 2023 through December 1st, 2023. Some of the posts contained photographs which the account claimed were Yu's neighbors. The pictures appeared to be of unsuspecting residents as they came and went from their homes. Some of his rants were saying how he was hospitalized against his will, and he was there's several lawsuits that were that he was pursuing, including Rochester Hospital, his ex-wife, the FBI, the ATF, the list goes on. Now, according to the mainstream media, it's not clear whether Yu was at home during the time of the explosion or whether he was involved in the police incident. Authorities have not yet released the name of the suspect involved or revealed whether anyone else was inside the property at the time of explosion. Just to be clear, James Yu was actually the owner of the home that exploded. It's not clear, or was it given, was his name given that saying he was directly involved, just to be clear. Or if there was anybody working with him, or if he, or if that person indeed was working alone. Now, several questions that come to my mind in this mysterious and bizarre event. I'll address the 800-pound gorilla in the room. The question, why was a SWAT team dispatched to a residence, warrant in hand, ready to break down a door for a report of a flare gun being fired? They don't dispatch SWAT teams for things like that. That's bizarre. Police, yes. SWAT team? I don't think so. Why has the mainstream media told the American people that human remains recovered are, quote, believed to be those of James Yu, but several hours later, his LinkedIn page was mysteriously deleted? If this man was indeed the person who fired a flare gun at the police and then his house exploded, they found human remains, you would think that they can verify whether it was him or not in a relatively short period of time. And if he's dead, how was his LinkedIn page deleted? That's insane. My other question is, was anyone really inside the house? Could these flare gun shots have been running off remote control, according to sources? James Yu was in the field, so he could have easily fabricated something to set them off in close proximity or even beyond. Now, this is the most accurate information I have from several trusted sources at the start of this broadcast that I know as well. As you, my listeners, know, this story will be memory holds. similarly to just as the manifesto of the Nashville trans sissy who murdered children at a Christian school, just as the brutal stabbing of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged with the murder of Black Jesus, apparently, by a former FBI informant. You heard me correctly. Derek Chauvin was stabbed 23 times on Black Friday by a former FBI informant who was also a prisoner in the same penitentiary in the name of Black Lives Matter, as well as the release of the January 6th footage, showing, in fact, that there was no insurrection at the Capitol, and only one person was killed that day, an unarmed, non-threatening woman, former service member, blank range, in front of her fiancé in the chest by some trigger-happy Capitol Police officer, and that man is deemed a hero. But all these stories that the mainstream media has memory hold just don't fit the narrative of the liberal nut jobs in the current administration and the mainstream media for the last decade has been a weapon of the left. And they will continue to do so. On a brighter note, the more they continue to be a weapon of the left, the more they reveal themselves to be absolutely most unintelligent liars on the face of God's green earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as the story develops, I will be sure to update you. But that's all the information that I have on this James Yu person who allegedly blew up his own house because he was being apparently he was being spied on by his neighbors. It's bizarre. We live in a bizarre world. Now, I have to sound off on this situation because it's damn terrifying. Joe Biden and his cronies have been an absolute disaster for this country. With the record high crime rate, unemployment, inflation, outrageous gas prices, people can't afford groceries, not to mention a proxy war where we, the American taxpayers, have been funding for nearly 2 years. Yet no resolution in sight. And an open border that's being flooded with illegals. And quite frankly, is absolutely a national security threat. Which, by the way, Biden took an oath to protect the national security of this country. Instead, apparently, these purple and blue-haired trans sissies are invited to the White House to put on some kind of ridiculous event, holds precedence over everything else that's going on in the country. Some dude, yes, I said dude, Dylan Mulvaney, who's cosplaying a female, is able somehow to get a sit-down interview with the commander-in-chief to talk about what it's like to be a woman, even though this freak has a cock and balls. It is apparently more important for schools, elementary schools to boot, to have drag queen story hour where some old man dressed as a woman comes to your child's library and reads books that are basically telling the children what it's like to give and receive oral sex. They have family-friendly drag shows Yeah, let's take the family out for brunch. And some weirdo who's dressed as a woman will slap his ass in a thong in your child's face. As you, the parent, claps along because you think it's so wonderful. How brave and courageous. You people, my friend, should be locked up. You are the ones who should be locked up. You are the ones who should have your children taken away from you because it's downright disgusting. You don't see the bigger picture and the actual threat to this country. I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you who it's not. It's not MAGA Republicans. It's not climate change. It's not white supremacy. It's not Donald Trump. And considering what's been going down in Israel since October 7th, thousands of women and children have been slaughtered as terrorists paraglide into a music festival. Slaughter women and children, hold them hostage, savagely raped and beaten them. Even more disturbing, beheading children. Oh no, folks, this is real. It's on video. By the way, available on YouTube. There are reports of an infant while the mother is savagely raped as she's forced to watch. I'm not making that up. That's real. Meanwhile, the poison Ivy League college students are in the streets chanting for the destruction of Israel. Say, Israel blew up their own hospital and Israelis are slaughtering Palestinians. No. You have no education. You have no brains. And you are only being fed what the media and your professors are feeding you. There are trans people in the streets holding up signs that says, trans for Palestine. Now, let me explain something to you weirdos, okay? If you are a trans or gay or what have you, and you are in the Middle East, and they find out about it, or you are openly that way in your lifestyle, and the powers that be, which is Hamas, or any of the Middle Eastern countries, they slaughter you. You know what they do? They take you to the top of the highest building, bound your legs and arms behind your back, and toss you off. And the problem is you're so indoctrinated that you really believe that that doesn't happen. But it does. It is the equivalent of black people holding up sign that says African Americans for the KKK. It's absolutely insane. There are college students chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Now, the mainstream media is counting on the American people to be morons and thinking that this is some kind of chant that is calling for, humanitarian whatever. No. Let me educate you some more. The translation is, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, that means from the Jordan, in between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, is Israel. These savages are on our soil, are committing hate crimes against Jewish students, calling for the destruction of Israel. And it doesn't stop there. All while they These students are holding other Jewish students against their will, even going so far as to barricade them in the library. And these are the folks that are holding, that are from other countries, holding student visas on our tax dime. And in my opinion, should be deported. But nope, that's not a threat to this country. That's not a threat to our institutions. Apparently MAGA Republicans are. White supremacy Trump supporters, you know, the unwashed masses. Who are sick and tired of it. Now, if you think for 1 minute that this mess isn't coming to our soil tenfold, it's going to get worse. Let me paint you a little picture. Since September of 2023, 22,000 Chinese, 26,009 Venezuelans, and 51,000 Middle East migrants have flooded our southern border and are given free health care, education, and hotel accommodations on our tax dime. Meanwhile, there are homeless veterans in the street with signs saying, "We'll work for food." These are people that protected our country. Our homeless were being kicked out of the places they were staying, at least where I live, very close by to where I live in upstate New York. These veterans, as these migrants were bussed in, all the veterans who were staying in these hotels were kicked out. So the illegals can take their place. That, my friend, is a national security threat. There's homeless veterans in the streets. Just this year alone, there have been 2.4 million encounters, not including gotaways. Under this nut jobs administration, he has imported more illegal immigrants than the population of 35 states. And I'm going to quote this nut job. It's not a joke. Let me just say it again. This man has imported more illegal immigrants than the population of 35 states. That is not only a threat to our national security and downright madness, but it is absolutely an impeachable offense. He's not fit for office. Time he doesn't even know where the hell he is. And when he walks off stage, he turns into a human Roomba. After he mumbles out some bullshit that's coming across a teleprompter. This man is not a president. He's a houseplant. He's a suit. You know it. I know it. The mainstream media knows it, and they continue to carry the water. It's outrageous that a president is not putting this country first. Let me ask you a question, folks. What did Donald Trump do that was so bad? What did he do that was so bad? Record low inflation, record low gas prices. Our border was secure. Our enemies were in check. Now maybe he was brash and braggadocious, and you know, sometimes he said things that we didn't agree with. Fine. People fail to realize is that the Democrats and the left do not hate Donald Trump. They are petrified of Donald Trump. Donald Trump exposed the left. He exposed the mainstream media. He exposed the the DNC. He exposed all these people who were against him from the minute he announced he was running for president. I got news. All these people were glad-handed him and talking about how great Donald Trump was. And all of a sudden, he announces he's running for president. He's a racist. Let me refresh your memory. We have a man sitting in our Oval Office holding the commander-in-chief position, most powerful person in this country, who said before he was elected to Charlemagne the God, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. I don't want my kids to be in an urban jungle. You cannot go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts without having a slight Indian accent. Oh, no, I didn't take a test. Why would I take a test? Come on, man. And the reason why you continue to vote for this man, can you tell me? Because you hate Donald Trump so bad? Why? Why do you hate him? You can't tell me. That's why. And you're not going to be able to tell me. You're not going to be able to give me a good reason. And if you want to call in and try to give me a reason, I'm going to prove that you're wrong. There is nothing you can do or say to convince me that Donald Trump is a racist. There's nothing you can say that can convince me that Donald Trump is was terrible for this country. Nothing. I can name you a million reasons why Joe Biden is bad for this country. And you'll have no argument. Now, folks, we the American people, can stop this madness by getting to the polls in November of 2024. And we need to get to the polls in droves. Because if they rig the election in 2020, they sure as fuck are going to rig it in 2024. Why do you think all the illegal immigrants are being bused to Republican states? Florida, Texas, Arizona, Tennessee. Why do you think that? So they could turn those states from red to blue. They're buying votes. And the people who don't know any better, who are basically being told to hate Trump because the media tells them to, are going to vote for Biden or whoever the nominee is at that time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know if you do like the content I provide for you on this program. You can tune into my colleague, Marcus Keynes, as I see it, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Marcus Keynes, as I see it, every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m., some insightful information and some good talking points on that program as well. Anyway, folks, tonight is the fourth and final GOP debate. Should be interesting. If it's going to be anything like the debate between the two governors, namely Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, should be some entertaining television. With that being said, thank you for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.